she's already working on my brain.
See, I gotta see which one we're doing next.
Thank you very much.
Mara Wilson, lead singer on Wild Honey.
Thank you very,
slack
very,
it to him.
Every time.
Very much.
I looked at you, baby, and what did I see? I saw love in your eyes, made me feel so warm inside. I looked at you, baby, and what do you see? You see love in my eyes, dreaming just for you.
coming home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. She wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. I ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-coming home.
My baby, she wrote me a
It is Endless Summer here on Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave bringing you the music of the Beach Boys, but as you have not heard before, playing rare versions, alternative takes, outtakes, and some cover versions. And we came back there from a set featuring what a lot of people consider to be probably the high water mark of their career, that direct mid-60s period of that fruitful part of 65 through 67, where they reached arguably their artistic peak. And we ended off, oddly enough, and I think this is where the story goes, with a cover. So this was a cover of the Box Top song, The Letter. And that was a live in the studio version done for an album called Hawaii Lied, which is was not officially released on that. But this was basically kind of a pseudo live record, a weird follow-up answer to Beach Boys' Party, but not nearly as successful and not as well received. But I think this kind of showed the desperation the Beach Boys were in at this point, because the Beach Boys went from making orchestral pop gems that were highly regarded and commercially successful, like Pet Sounds, and then they made a failed record with Smile. We'll talk about that history as we go through this set, but I do want to mention that you can find that version of The Letter off of the Sunshine Tomorrow box set, as well as some of the preceding songs from that. In fact, most of them, that, including what we heard before that, a rare song called Can't Wait Too Long. It was never finished in a complete take. There's only been truncated versions, and that's probably the closest we'll get to a complete version of that song. That was an unfinished recording during the Wild Honey sessions. And Wild Honey was interesting because that was an album released in 67, following up from Smiley Smile.
Yeah, and it took on a very, it's often called a raw soul influence, where it pulled in a lot of soul and R&B. Obviously, we were talking earlier about how he loved Be My Baby, the Ronnie Spector track, and a lot of that early R&B stuff. This album has a little bit of a grit to it. And during this period also, some of the songs, I mean, some of the albums, most of the mid-period where they recorded them themselves have a very lo-fi sound.
Absolutely. In fact, what we're going to be hearing coming up in the next block of Beach Boy recordings is part of this kind of more lo-fi aesthetic that the band went for. But this was more rooted in grit and directness compared to the more complex orchestral arrangements of their previous tracks. Now, I do want to mention we heard two more songs that were recorded around the Wild Honey sessions. We heard Time to Get Alone, an alternative version of that, and we also heard Wild Honey, and this one was a live recording that was recorded in Detroit back in November 17th, 1967. All of those songs are found off of the Sunshine Tomorrow box set. And again, as mentioned, this came off the cusp of the failed recording of Smile, this album that was going to be kind of the epochal mark for Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. It was going to be this rhapsodist sort of thing that transcended rock and roll and classical boundaries, that became its own thing. And because of a number of different factors, it never came to play. You know, there was a lot of different rumors going around about why the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson did not finish recording it. Part of that, undoubtedly, is the fact that Brian Wilson had a breakdown, and he could not complete recording. There was a famous session where, in order to get the feel of urgency, he started a fire in the recording studio, and that was one of the last straws to be broken for the Beach Boys. They basically put him aside, and they said, Brian, we can't continue doing this. This is too much. This completely killed his spirit, and he shelved Smile. As we mentioned earlier, a lot of the tracks were re-recorded for Smiley Smile, which was a different version of the original iteration, featuring a very different track list and very different arrangements for the songs, much more straightforward with a psychedelic bent. But definitely Brian Wilson was experimenting with a lot of psychedelics at this point, just not musically, you know, and he was not the only Beach Boy. Most of them were doing that as well, which is why you're going to hear that sort of grit and psychedelic element, not only on albums like Wild Honey, but you're going to hear that on some of the subsequent records coming up. Prior to that, though, we did hear Good Vibrations, which is the first version of Good Vibrations, featuring overdubs and vocals. This can be found off of the amazing Smile Sessions box set that was originally recorded back in 1967, but wound up being released in 2011. This is an amazing single.
And this was supposed to be the style that the album was going to kind of branch off from, too.
And this is why people were so excited. It was kind of called a pocket symphony because this song had multiple areas in it, multiple movements. It wasn't like a rock song or a pop song. This was a completely different element. Some would call it psychedelic pop or progressive pop, but really none of those appellations really worked for it. It was its own thing. And this took a lot of time to record. It took 90 hours of sessions. Well, 90 recorded hours. That's not even including setup and preparation.
And all the other stuff. Maybe they were rehearsing. Maybe they were going over parts. Who knows? That's a long time for one song.
One song, and it ended up being, at the time, the most expensive single ever recorded for that particular reason. Now, the song itself is amazing. We heard a very early, very unfinished version of it, but obviously in that style, it's no wonder people were excited for Smile hearing that song, Good Vibrations.
It's magnificent. It's amazing.
And it just was not meant to be until, as we said, years later, Brian Wilson would release a version of the album under his own name as a solo record, and then the official album tracks would be offered on that Smile Sessions box set, but that would be years and years down the road.
Yeah, so we've covered a lot about that. You can read a lot about that.
In his biography, actually.
In his biography, and then also, what's the other book you were referencing, Catch a Wave?
Yeah, Catch a Wave is also a biography that was written around the time that Brian Wilson was releasing Smile.
The
masterpiece that was released was Pet Sounds back in 1966. Again, very complex arrangements and unusual instrumentation for a pop record at that time, and really even still to today. A great record, and we heard the original version of, the song ended up being called, I know there's an answer, but we heard the original version, Hang On To Your Ego, and that became a little bit more infamous because when Pet Sounds was reissued on CD in the 1990s, that was added as a bonus track, and a lot of people were just completely floored by this amazing song and these new lyrics. It was kind of like rediscovering your favorite song all over again because with a slightly different arrangement and with these new lyrics, it really changed the appreciation of it. And then it was covered by a number of artists, including Frank Black of Pixies.
Yeah, and great collection there and rundown of what we had. We're going to continue next and talk a little bit more about the Beach Boys in a little bit. We're going to play another small set of covers, starting off with, I'm pretty sure they were just playing it for fun in the studio, but it wound up on the Rock Steady Who EP in 1966, the Who's version of Barbara Ann. We're also going to have a cool cover of 409 by the Headcoats. Let's get to it. We're listening to the Who do Barbara Ann here on Revolution Rock. I went to a dance
looking for a man's soap opera, and so I thought I'd take a chance on the rim.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My
SOS.